I'm just happy all around. You know, we got a new group of guys. You know, we got, you know, great guys that had been addition to this team. You know, and you know, it's been a long time since I've been here. You know, and I just feel like, you know, it's well needed, man. And this workout that we're doing, you know, it's getting us prepared for the 2014 season, which is going to be a great season for us to go ahead, you know, and showcase what we could do in this offseason, how much work we're putting out here.
A lot of defensive additions. How excited are you about the new guys, and how strange is it to not see guys like Champ?
I mean, you know, they told us beginning of the year last year, you know, it wasn't going to be the same group of guys. You know, we understand that. That's the business aspect of it. Our job is to, you know, try to win games, you know, and play with the guys that we have. You know, I'm excited about the guys we have. You know, those guys play well with the teams that they were with, you know, and they're a great addition to this team.
What's also exciting is not just the free agents, it's so many defensive guys that were banged up and injured at the end of last year are now back or getting back.
Oh, yeah. We had a lot of guys that was nicked up last year. We got them back, man. And, you know, it's just been fun seeing them around, being around those guys and seeing, you know, their faces a little bit more. And it's going to be an honor to play beside them, hopefully stay, you know, healthy throughout the whole season.
When free agency started and kind of signing to leave and T.J. Ward and DeMarcus, there was kind of this perception that the Broncos needed a different attitude. Mm-hmm. On defense, when you go back and you look at maybe the way the season ended and some of the stuff that happens to you guys in defense, is that true? Did you guys need to be a tougher defense, and how do you do that?
I don't think we need to be tougher. You know, we added some guys that can help us. You know, the tough aspect of the game, you know, defense is a tough, you know, job to play on defense, and you got to be tough-minded to play out there. You know, a lot of guys say we want tough, you know, we need it, all this and that, but, you know, as a linebacker, man, you feed off of that, and you're supposed to be tough, you know, and, you know, we added some guys that played tough with the team that they was with. You know, it's definitely going to help us be a tougher and physical team, and it's really going to help us in 2014.
How much you going to miss Wesley?
You know, I'm gonna miss him, man. But you know, he had a great job up there. You know, he got a great signing, and I'm sure he gonna ball out wherever he at.
How much do you think they're gonna ask stuff of you as a leader now that Woody is gone among linebackers?
You know, I mean, it's my job as a linebacker to be a leader, and you know, I take pride in being a leader, and you know, taking on the challenge of getting these guys ready, and you know, I kind of had to wait and sit back and wait my turn. And, you know, it's been an honor just to play alongside the guys who taught me how to be a leader. And now it's time for me to showcase how great of a leader I can be.
What did you learn from those other leaders?
You know, just to speak up, you know, be a player helper, you know, help these young guys, you know, and just help them get to a place where they can play within themselves and be comfortable playing out there with you.
Danny, along those lines, how is it different for you coming in this year as opposed to last year, where you've established yourself as a playmaker? As a playmaker?
Okay. My job as last year was just to make plays, you know. And to be a leader, you have to set an example, and, you know, you have to make your name known. And I don't think I wanted to come here and be a leader. I had to earn that, you know. And last year was a breakout season for me, and this year is going to be another breakout season for me. And, you know, it's my job to help lead as much as I can and you know, bring my characteristics to this team, my attitude to this team as much as I can.
What do you think is going to happen at middle linebacker?
You know,
what do you want to see from whoever it is that's going to be there?
You know, we got guys here, but that's the coach's job, you know, and my job is just to the guys that I'm here with, you know, help them, you know, line up and face other guys, you know, and, you know, I'm sure they got some stuff in mind. You know, we got guys that can play that position, but the coach is going to make the best decision for us.
The schedule comes out tonight. Last year you guys opened with the Ravens. Is there a matchup? Is there a team you'd like to see that first game that would really set the tone for this season?
I'll play anybody. You know, that's just my mindset, man. I'm down to face anybody put on that schedule, you know. And, you know, you never know who's going to be on our schedule, but, you know, whoever on there, we're going to have to play our best game versus them.
Hey, how much pride do you take in the fact that you, in a league of specialists, that you can stay on the field for 3 downs? You have to speak to the sideline to sideline.
You know, a lot of people used to say I was too small, all this and that. You know, it helped me feed off of that, you know. And for me to stay right here is a testimony. And, you know, to guys that's, you know, might be a little undersized and all that, you know, you could play in this league, man. The league is constantly changing. And you have to be able to run and hit as well as, you know, be a little physical. And, you know, it's an honor to be out there on the field, and, you know, I'm going to stay out there as long as I can.
Jim, you talking about being a leader, losing a, not just a vets, but captains. Mm-hmm. Not that you're lobbying to be a captain, but is it something that you're thinking about, the shot that you may end up being one of those captains?
I'm just going to let the team decide. You know, I'm just going to take my great attitude and I'm just going to apply it to this team as much as I can. You know, I have a mentality just to grind it out no matter what, no matter what team we play, no matter what we're going through, adversity or whatever. You know, that's just my attitude. And if I so happen to be a captain, you know, I would definitely be honored and I would definitely carry it with the best.
Have they asked you to be a Mike?
They haven't asked me, but, you know, if they ask me, I had to prepare for that, but I'm comfortable at the wheel.
Do you look forward to the schedule release? Is there anything you look for in particular when it comes out?
What time we play, that's it. And that's it.
Do you prefer one time over another?
No, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, I like to get a couple prime TV games, but it really doesn't matter whoever we play. You know, we're going to go out there and give 110%.
Is that opening game always special, though? I know it counts the same as the others, but to be out there for the first time with your new teammates that game?
Yeah, especially for me since what happened last year, opening season, you know. But, you know, it's behind me. And, yeah. And, you know, this year I look forward to having a great game this year.
Will you think about that when you walk out?
I won't think about it ever again.
We weren't even bringing it up. You're the one.
You brought it up.
Hey, I thought I'd bring it up before y'all did.
Did you go back and watch the film from the Super Bowl, and how much of a motivating factor has that been for this team now in the offseason?
Oh, yeah. I recorded that game, and I watched it a lot, you know. But it's not what I can do, you know, then. It's a lot what I can do now. And, you know, in the offseason, that's all I thought about, you know, is get back there. You know, the odds are against us, and I like the odds. I like the odds against us. It's been against me my whole life. And, you know, for us to get there, it's going to take some hard work. But, you know, we're definitely willing to put that forward.
What do you think about the linebacker corps as a whole? Vaughn's coming back. I mean, Nate had a good season last year. You had a good season. What are you thinking this year?
It's going to be a great show, man. We got some great guys. We got some great head on our shoulders. And, you know, we got some guys that has real God-given ability and can really play this game of football.
Can you get through the whole game, or do you take that thing out and throw it around a little bit?
I played through the whole game.
No,
with
it. Watching the Super Bowl, the whole tape.
You know, I watched the whole game, man. I had to. You know, it hurt to watch it, but, you know, I watch it, man, and that's part of being a man and growing as a leader.